Oh, look, we had a good opportunity to get a good player, and you know, we seized it. That's simple as that.
What is it that you like about him? Feel he could bring?
I think this. Look, he's a talented player. Can run. Has been productive in their offense, and look, we just had a chance to get. You know, that's a position that we've got a lot of production out of for the last 10 years, really, and. You know, I expect that going forward. I know Sean does, and so here's an opportunity to get a talented young player. Partly in response to losing Ben, but I think he'll fit in well with our offense. There's a lot of good things about him. He's an intelligent player. He's productive at a position that Sean and our offensive coaches have. Found a way to utilize. So.
And you mentioned partly in response to Ben. Was that something where you might have kept Ben if things had worked out differently?
Well,
you
look,
were looking to.
I don't know that I want to characterize anything that way, but look, Ben got a great opportunity and we're happy for him. Listen, we love Ben Watson. He did a lot of good things for us. And so I expect the same for Kobe Fleener.
Has there been any progress with Drew's contract situation?
Yeah, I'm not going to address that. He's under contract, so.
Did y'all approach the first day of free agency eyeing a lot of players when the prices just got out of hand? Because it kind of seemed like it was higher this year than normal for a lot of players.
Well, man, it feels like every year it's higher
well,
than
the
you
salary
expect.
Cap goes up, so the.
But yeah, look, obviously there's a lot of big deals for guys. Listen, we made calls. We had our eyes on lots of players, and we're monitoring. I would say we were doing more monitoring than actual activity. But we were on a few deals, and didn't get tight end. So we're pretty pleased with that.
I think you and Sean have both identified defensive needs. Obviously, after last season, is it okay to not have a new defensive player a week into free agency?
Well, free agency is not done yet.
Sure.
So there's a lot of good players still available and guys that we're talking to and have been interested in, and so we'll see what happens.
Is this where you find a lot of value in that second or third wave normally?
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so. Look, there's still a lot of good players out there, and hopefully we'll find a good fit for us, and if we don't, then we'll be looking to help ourselves in the draft. What today's about.
A lot of people had comments because you guys didn't go defense. Is there a school of thought where you feel that you need to maintain the offense, though? Like you lose a tight end and that position's so important.
Yeah, I think you know, when you get to free agency, listen, every year you're going to have holes to fill. You're going to have things that you must have, things that you want to have, things that you need to have And so there's a lot of things to do in free agency, and part of it is you got to have, you know, we've got limitations in resources, so you got to be able to fill the right hole with the right value, and it may end up being an offensive player, you know, when you're looking for to help your defense, or you know, when you have a good defense, look, you know, there's nothing wrong with getting a good value and a good player, at any position, and so. It doesn't always fall exactly like
right.
you would hope in a perfect world, and you have to adjust to that.
When you have a history of guys at running positions like running back and receiver, where you guys have found guys who are undrafted or maybe street free agents, do you factor that into how you build your roster going forward?
Well, I think, look, there's lots of avenues to get players, and you've mentioned them. There's trades. There's free agency, there's the draft, and then obviously college free agents. And so, you know, we're looking under every one of those, at every one of those opportunities. And we've had some success in each one of them at times, and we've had our failures too. So we don't look at it like, hey, you have to do this in free agency or else. It's not that simple. We've had some success with college free agents, and yet that's not the only way you build your roster. You know, you do it by drafting well. You do it by making a trade that helps you. And we've had some of those that have worked out pretty well for us. And we've had a few that haven't. So you know, we're going to continue to build the roster that in the same philosophies, really.
Mick, if you guys were able to sign Ben Watson back, was Fleener still a possibility?
I think still would have been a possibility, sure.
Do you have any thoughts on Deion Jones and how much speed does speed factor in when you're looking at linebackers?
That's right. I think speed always factors in.
Well, probably more. I mean, obviously right. More so with, you know, a receiver, right?
Listen, we've got a long way to go. He's a good player and he's a smart player. Obviously, you know, going to Jesuit and LSU, those are nice. That'd be a nice story in New Orleans. You know, we'd love to have some LSU players on our team, and certainly he'd be a great candidate.
Are you more open to a 220-pound outside linebacker than you would have been 5 years ago, even, or 10 years ago? The league more receptive to guys like that?
Good question. I think, look, there have been lighter guys in the past. When I was in Seattle, we had Rufus Porter, who came in as a linebacker for us at, I think he was like 215 pounds, and ended up being in a Pro Bowl, and I think eventually got signed by the Saints when I was with Seattle. So I think those guys have always, there's been a place for them if they have other special attributes, like speed or intelligence or you know, those sorts of things. So I don't think the lighter linebacker is unique to this era. Although, look, let's face it, today we're playing sub defenses 60-65% of the time. So it's become more of a specialized game than it was, you know, 20 years ago.
Is it maybe less of a size thing with linebackers and seeing guys who are maybe more coverage than the prototype?
I think what you're looking for is an attribute that you can take advantage of. And I think our coaches do a great job of finding things that a player does well and then putting them in a position to succeed. I do think that's one of the things that's important here. And Sean says it all the time. He says, tell me what this guy does well, and I'll find a way to take advantage of it.
What value do you guys get when your coaches are on the drills at some of these pro days?
Look, they get up close and personal look. They're talking to the player, you know, explaining the drill. Does he get it right away? So I think there's an advantage to having hands-on, if you will, and Peter and Aaron, I don't know if you saw the Ohio State workout. It was televised on NFL Network, and it looked like the Aaron Glenn and Peter Ginta show for a while. They were doing the workout, so I know they like doing it. It gives them a little more information, and that's what we're in the business of, collecting information.
Sean, a few weeks ago, when he talked to us, a few months ago, whatever, he used that wobbly chair analogy about free agents and being cautious. Did that factor?
What was the analogy? I didn't hear that one.
That is wobbly couch.
His mom used to collect couches at garage sales.
The point was, they look good at first, and then a few days later you realize there's something wrong with it. And I was just wondering, did you all approach free agency at all with some caution? You know, Brandon Brown are not working out, and just wanting to make sure you...
No, listen, yes. The answer is we always approach these things cautiously, and yet you can't let a past mistake prevent you from making taking a risk in the future. Now it's calculated. It's always calculated for us. You know, we have a great staff of evaluators. We have coaches that evaluate. We get opinions, and then we make a collective decision. But we recognize that there's risk involved, and look, the risk doesn't just begin and end with the player's talent. There's injuries that happen. There's all kinds of things. There's fit, team fit. There's all kinds of things that contribute to a player's success or failure with our team, and so we're conscious of it. We're real conscious of it.
Why do you think maybe? I did this story about how the last 5 years a lot of the top 10 free agents haven't worked out. And why do you think that is? I guess if a guy is so good with one team, why do you think that there's so many failures in the top 10, 15 free agents every year?
I didn't see your story, so I don't know about the particular case. I think this, you have to be cautious about painting everything with a broad brush and saying there's a reason. There's not. There's lots of variables involved, and I mentioned a few of them. But I do think this. I think the bigger the deal, the higher expectations. And the higher the expectations, the more difficult it is to fulfill the expectations. So you always have to keep that in mind when, I don't know who judges the success or failure of it, you were in this case, but I think you have to be a little bit...
a lot of money, he gets cut after 2 years.
I think you have to be cautious because your expectations are so high, the higher that salary is, the higher the expectations, and I think that's definitely a factor.
I think he is. Zach Streep definitely staying with the team this year.
Yeah, I hope so.
And, because other veterans from his same era have moved on. And do you envision him and Anders Pete both competing at right tackle, or is...
Yeah, I think, that'll all shake itself out. We're way too early to start speculating about who's playing and where they're playing and all these sorts of things. As we've got a lot of work to do here just to fill out our roster over the coming months and then obviously move on to training camp where all those questions get answered.
We're just trying to build the roster as we go.
We're always interested in creating competition. We're always interested in getting the best guys on the field, and so that'll all shake itself out as we go forward. But look, I'm glad that Zach Streif is part of our roster. I'm really glad.
I guess I was asking more if you envision Pete as a guard because he played both spots.
Yeah, we've got some work to do here in the offseason in terms of roster before we can even address those kinds of things, but.
A lot of people in Indy raved about the depth of the draft class in the defensive front seven. Is that something that you've seen in your...
I think we would be in that line. We like what we've seen so far in terms of the front seven. Yeah, I would say that would be our assessment right now. And yet, let's figure that out 3 years down the road, right? Because there's been plenty of years where we thought that there was a position that was light, and then it turned out there were several players that really did well at the position. So, but the early assessment would be, there's a lot of good defensive players, and particularly in the front seven.
It looks like you guys are set up pretty good for the cap next year. Do you think about that as you're signing guys this year?
Listen, we're always trying to look ahead a year, 2 years, 3 years in advance. And it's part of the reason why you guys are writing stories, not you specifically, but the media in general, writing a lot of stories about how tight we are in the cap. But listen, we've understood where we're at. We understood where we were at a year ago, and we understand where we're at this year. And so we have a plan for that. But the answer to your question is yes, we do look out. I wouldn't say we look out 5 or 6 years, but we're looking out 1, 2, 3 years down the road and understand where we're at.
Does that maybe apply to the draft too? Like, maybe you don't take a defensive tackle in 2015 because knowing what's coming up?
No, I don't think, I wouldn't say that that's the case. I think we're focused on this draft class, and I don't know that we're not thinking about next year's draft. There's too many things that can happen.
I'm just curious if there's ever like a 2-year plan.
Yeah, because we don't know who's coming out. Listen, our guys haven't studied the younger players so I wouldn't say that we have enough knowledge about future drafts to really factor that in whatsoever.
You guys signed a Eric Harris out of CFL. Do you see him at linebacker or safety?
Safety for us.